We have to be careful never to be lax, never to allow the 11 qualities of the material nature to enter in. Problems again may come. As Krishna has caused us mercy, we will always be able to overcome the problems. In the material world, there is always problems. I mean, even Ambarish was a pure devotee. Durvasa Muni is going to create a problem for him. But ultimately, it didn't matter anything to him because he was so pure that the Sudarshan Chakra just took it in his own hands to protect Ambarish Maharaj. So what is our duty? Our duty is simply to serve, to be pure, to become pure by engaging in devotional service constantly. That is the reason for having a temple and a community. Anybody can work. Anyone can make money. Anybody can do anything that everyone's doing in the material world. But not everybody can engage in devotional service, can eat Krishna prasadam, can chant Hare Krishna, can associate with the Vaishnavas, and create a spiritual environment. This is something very rare. This is the most valuable thing in the whole world. Because it is like creating the most positive influence for the entire universe. Anyone who comes in that association can get purified. They get benefited by taking prasadam. Just like in India, there are holy places. So Prabhupada is creating holy places. But holy places is not just a place. In India, alright, Krishna appears somewhere, Lord Chaitanya appears. But even that says to go to a holy place and bathe in the river without seeing the saintly people of the holy place and hearing from them about the science of Krishna consciousness. It's like a cow going and bathing in the river. What's the difference? Save a go-kart. So here in the West, the deity is present because of the deity becomes a place of pilgrimage and the devotees are living, serving the deity. And when people come here, they need to hear about Krishna from the devotees. And this way, this has become a place of pilgrimage. It's a place of purifying the people of this material world. So actually, we have a very big benediction from Prabhupada, from Lord Krishna, a great, great opportunity to do something which is inconceivable. Demigods, they live for their whole life. They don't go back to Godhead from even the heavenly planets.